Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our national training call. This morning is Monday, October 1st, 2018. My name is Mike Riches, hosting the call here this morning from the Dallas, Texas area. To think about for a second where I'm at. It's been a big weekend of travel for me. I was out in Pensacola, Florida. I say Pensacola. It was actually Jacksonville, Florida, on Friday, and then took a late flight over to San Francisco, California, on Saturday, and got to spend some great time with several of our agents in both of those markets. It was great to be able to see many of you at those trainings, and it is great to be back home in the Dallas, Texas area. I am so excited. I want to welcome all of our agents this morning to the fourth quarter. What an exciting time it is, and I want to share with you just some thoughts on maximizing your success in the fourth quarter. We do have our founder and CEO, Mr. Mark Riches, standing by. He's going to be speaking to us on a couple of different things and also recognizing our top producers and top recruiters for the month of September. Those numbers are hot off the press, just literally updated this morning from Legal Shield, and so we're excited to hear from him. And we have none other than our National Marketing Director, Mr. Chris Evans, on the line live with us this morning, and he is going to be our featured trainer and keynote speaker this morning. So we've got a powerful call lined up. This is going to be a packed call, some great information. I want to start by just welcoming all of our new agents. I know that we've got some new agents because September was one of those months where we onboarded hundreds of new agents. And so I'm sure that we've got some on the phone this morning that this is your first call, and we want to welcome you. We want to let you know that this is the place to be. And you know, there's a lot of things that you can do to be successful in this business. But to me, right there toward the top of the list is plugging in to this call every week. And so that goes for whether you're brand new in the business or whether you've been around for years. And so we want to welcome you. And I want to congratulate you on starting this morning a habit that I believe will be just fundamental to your success in what we do. I mentioned we've got Mr. Mark Riches on the line this morning. We're going to go out to Cookeville, Tennessee. We're excited to hear from him to, again, recognize and congratulate a big month of production and a big month of onboarding and recruiting. Mark, I know you've got to be excited about it, as I am and many others are. We'll turn the call over to you this morning.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Mike. And as I mentioned on the Thursday leadership call, I was in Ada, Oklahoma at the mothership of Legal Shield on Wednesday for a meeting with several of their executives. And I just want to pass on to each of you just the compliments that were given our organization for incredible retention. I mean, we are one of the top retentions. One of them said, I believe Harvard has the highest retention of any organization. I don't know if that's the case or not, but they are very impressed with the type and quality of business that we write, the volume, just the producers. We recognized, there were only two $200,000 earners recognized at the Leaders at All Levels event in Nashville, and both of them on our team, Mr. Jim Tanner and Adam and Alicia Thompson. And only one new Platinum World Council member, and that was in our organization too, also Mr. Jim Tanner and his wife Danielle. So, you know, it's just an incredible time, great momentum, exciting things. We have been strategizing. One of my favorite highlights for Nashville was meeting with several of our executives, Mike and Scott Brooks and Jim Tanner. Chris Evans, who we're going to hear from this morning, was there. Had just an incredible meeting of the minds and really strategizing for taking this business to a whole new level in 2019. And it all starts with this final quarter of the year. And I want to, again, congratulate everyone for a tremendous September. Many Fast Start qualifiers, especially those last few days. I think we Fast Start qualified more than any other organization again. We're really good at that. We have the highest Fast Start qualification rate in all of Legal Shield. A lot of great new Performance Club qualifiers. Congratulations to each of you. You do not want to miss Performance Club. Legal Shield has literally dumped millions of more dollars into that program. And you're just crazy if you're not taking advantage of it. If you're not getting dollars from Performance Club every month put in your bank account, I mean, they're going to pay out $1 million+ in the next 5 days in that program. I hope some of that is coming into your bank account. And if it's not, figure out what you need to do to get Performance Club qualified right now. October starts the Cabo San Lucas trip qualification period, as I mentioned Thursday night, a trip worth $3,700 with a $750 cash card when you get there. We want every person to be on that trip, and it starts today. Today is the first qualifying day, and I hope you start today. There's always those people that start at the end of the month saying, hey, what do I need to do? And I'm like, it's the 30th. It's we only have 2 days left. It's like, well, start today. Act like today is the last day and get it done. There's people that are already qualified for this month for Performance Club, and that's the minimum requirement is Performance Club qualify in October. So we're going to talk more about that later. Let me give you our top recruiters and top producers for the month of September. Congratulations to everyone that produced, everyone that recruited. It starts with recruiting. It starts with finding people. Thank goodness I was recruited. I have had people, and I've been guilty of this, say, I really don't like recruiting. Well, I'm glad someone liked recruiting because they recruited me. And I'm glad someone liked recruiting because they recruited you. Here's our top 10 recruiters for the month. Let me get it counted here. All right, here we go. Martha Rosenberg from New York with 16. I'll include Anna Markova from our Cookeville, Tennessee office. She's also at 16 agents for the month of September. That's pretty impressive. Congratulations to those two ladies. Miss Georgia Skyers from Florida with 18 agents for the month. Sean Canada from Iowa with 18 new agents for the month of September. Eric Jones in Florida with 19 new agents for the month. So all these are double digits. I could have went down to the double digits, but it's two pages of double-digit recruiters. People are really catching on. So congratulations to you, Eric. Now the top five. Marisha Barbour from Maryland with 20 agents for the month. Congratulations, Marisha. Patty Burgess from Tennessee with 21 new agents for the month. Mr. Chris Corley from Tennessee. See, Tennessee's showing up super strong here. Mike, I don't know where Texas is, but Tennessee's on the map. Chris Corley, Tennessee, 23 recruits last month. 22 of them started training, 60% of them completing training. Great job, Chris. Melinda Edens from Missouri with 30 agents for the month. She recruited one agent every day for the month of September. Fantastic. But she is not the number one recruiter. Ms. Carla Lewis-Green from Florida, 39 new agents for the month of September. Congratulations, Carla. You're our number one recruiter for the entire month. Well done. Here's our top 10 producers. I should have counted these. I'm sorry. Here we go. Okay. Doesn't take me too long to count to 10. Ms. Karen Ward from New Mexico. Yay. Congratulations, Karen. So proud of you in the top 10 producers for the month. Mr. Dave Paperno has written 18,000 memberships, probably 19,000 now because we've been saying 18,000 for a long time. Dave is still in the top 10 producers. So he knows how to write sales, and he loves doing it. And congratulations to Dave protecting so many families last month. Josh Starnes from South Carolina, there's a new name. Congratulations, Josh, in the top 10. Brian Fahili from Louisiana. Great job to you, Brian, one of our executive directors and top producers. Miss Rebecca Baker, who we heard from last week on the call. Congratulations to you, ma'am. It was a great training last week. I thoroughly enjoyed it. You're one of my favorite trainers in all of Harvard, and congratulations for being in the top six, not quite five, but six producers last month. And now here's the top five. Miss Judy Johnston from New Mexico. Judy, it was great seeing you in Nashville. You're in the top five. Mr. Chris Evans, congratulations to you, sir, our national marketing director from Tennessee. Well done to you. Adam and Alicia Thompson in the top three producers last month from Kentucky. Well done. Great job, guys. And Miss Renee McKnight. Look at the women at the top of this thing. Renee McKnight from Oklahoma coming in as the second highest producer in the organization, and the number one producer, Miss Melanie Nabb from Louisiana. Congratulations to all of you. Everyone that wrote a cell contributed last month. Congratulations to each of you, and special congratulations to these top 10 producers and recruiters. We've listed the top 20 producers and recruiters on our recognition site on the website, so check that out. And again, just super excited about the month of October and going into this last quarter of 2018. And I'm just telling you, I can hardly stand it because I know some of the things that we're going to be rolling out and announcing that are going to be game changers for your business. One of the reasons I was there at Legal Shield last week was to get some of the updates that we're wanting to do approved. And I'll tell you what, we have got a green light. It's very exciting. It's big. One of my highlights this week is I get to go to Ireland. Iceland. We're flying to Iceland on Wednesday with all the Platinums for our Platinum World Council trip. And I'm so excited that Jim and Danielle will be with us on that trip this year. And we're going to be there actually 10 days, 5 years in Iceland, or 5 years, no, I hope not, 5 days in Iceland, and then we're going to head over to Ireland and Scotland for another 5 days. And I'm telling you what, I'm excited about it. We're packing up, getting our warm clothes packed. I wish each one of you could join us on those trips. They're unbelievable, and they're all paid for by Legal Shield. Do not leave money laying on the table, folks. Legal Shield is right now poised to pour out millions and tens of millions of dollars in bonuses and incentives and trips. Grab your fair share of it. It's there for you. All it takes is activity and effort and discipline, which are not easy, but it's worth it. It's worth developing those things and claiming your part of that incredible incentive money. With that, Mike, I'll turn the call back over to you.
Well, fantastic. I just want to add my congratulations to all of those top producers and top recruiters. And wow, it is, it's great to hear some names. Yeah, there's some names there, Mark, that seem to be there every month. And I love seeing some of that consistency. I'm also thrilled to hear new names. And you mentioned several times it's a name that we haven't heard before. I love when our new agents are breaking into that top producers and top recruiters list. It just goes to show that the opportunity is ripe today for anyone who, Mark, as you said, is willing to do something about it, is willing to be disciplined and have an equal level of activity and enthusiasm. You know, that was something that my brother taught me a long time ago, and it was it's very true. There are a lot of people that can get excited, but they don't necessarily have the activity to match that excitement. And the reverse is also true. We have some folks that are doing activity, but they lack some of the enthusiasm. And his analogy, and I thought this was really good, and again, it helped me. His analogy was like, you know, if you're in a rowboat and you've got two paddles, if you only use one of the paddles, you're just going to go around in circles. If you really want to move forward, you have to use both paddles. And in this case, those two paddles are activity and enthusiasm. You know, you've got to be excited, but you also have to have some activity along with that. And I love it. I love when we've got brand new people that their excitement and their activity are both at high levels. That's what gets you on those lists. We got, you know, again, you can sit there and be excited all day long. And we got people with green H's, you know, tattooed on their hearts. I mean, they're so excited about this Harvard Risk Management opportunity, but there's not much activity there. And it just doesn't work. I mean, you've got to have both. So, again, congratulations. And, Mark, thank you for sharing that. We wish you a very happy five-year vacation in Iceland, Ireland, whatever other I countries that you happen to go to. Be sure to bring your iPhone on that trip. We're excited, again, to welcome you to the fourth quarter, all of us entering the fourth quarter today. So, again, last night, not just closing out the month of September, but closing out an entire third quarter, which was a great production quarter company-wide. I hope it was a great production quarter for you. Regardless of whether it was a great one or not, you are now in the fourth quarter. That means if you were the number one producer for the third quarter, you start from scratch in the fourth quarter. If you didn't have the third quarter that you wanted to have, doesn't matter. You start from scratch here in the fourth quarter. And I want to share with you just a few thoughts, a few thoughts of how to make your fourth quarter not just good, not just great, but to make it explosive. So whether you've been in the business for 10 days, 10 months, or 10 years, this fourth quarter that we're entering today, I want it to be your biggest quarter ever. I want it to be just a massive fourth quarter. And I'm going to tell you, I mentioned this last week on the call, and again, you know, we've been talking about this. We will talk about this for the entire month of October. I think Legal Shield has given each of us an early Christmas present. They have literally gift-wrapped the best promotion that they possibly could have given to help your fourth quarter be big, and that is the rate reduction here in the month of October. And let me just cover that one more time. So we're going back to 2017 rates. We are going back to the 2017 plan on those rates as well, which there wasn't much of a difference, but, you know, for example, the 15-day waiting period on the speeding tickets, that is back if you're offering a 2017 rate. So it's a 2017 rate and 2017 plan. But basically, in a group, this is just for group business, just for employee benefit business. So if I'm signing up as a personal membership, that's going to be $24.95, just the same as it was a few weeks ago. Okay? But if it's a group that you're working with, if it's an employee benefit group, then basically you can take $5 off of the legal plan. So, for example, a $23.95 family legal plan is now $18.95. There's still no individual legal plan being offered. They did away with that at the beginning of this year. That was one of the best things that they did. Most of us were not selling an individual legal plan anyway. It was a weird deal. So it's just the family legal plan, whether they're an individual, whether they're a family. The difference is it's $5 less. It's again, $18.95 versus $23.95. If you're doing a family combo plan, again, you just take $5 off the rates. And we've got these rates in our back office posted under the Docs on Demand, too. So you don't have to necessarily write them down right now, but just so you understand, you know, it was $38.90 a couple of weeks ago if we went into a group. Now you take $5 off, that family combo rate is $33.90. This is a limited time promotion. They've announced this through October 31st. I'm going to tell you right now, I can just give you my opinion on this. If we do well in October, if we can show Legal Shield executives that we will write a lot of business with this lower rate, I would not be surprised if they extend that. But they've announced it right now through the end of October, so that's what we're working with. But the end of it, again, so we've got this month to go out and take advantage of that rate. I think if nothing else, that should help us have the biggest quarter that we've ever had. Just that one single reduction in rate. Listen, I've been doing this for 16 years. I said this last week, but I've been doing this for 16 years. In my 16 years, I've never seen the company do something like that. They've had, you know, like reduced associate fees before. So like typically, you know, they had a $249 associate fee, and they would reduce that from time to time and go down to $149, or, you know, then it went down to $99, and then they kind of kept the $99 a permanent thing, which was great. But they've never reduced the price of the membership. They've never said, okay, here's a promotional period, and you can save money on, you know, people that sign up can save money on the membership. I mean, that's the first time. I think, you know, Mark, in your 23, 24 years, I don't think they've ever done that. I mean, that is the first time I've ever seen that kind of promotion. And so, again, to me, this is huge. We got to take advantage of this. We got to go out there and prospect right now like never before. I hope that you took me seriously last week when I said that. I hope that whatever your goal was last week in prospecting, that you quadrupled it, and you just, prospected more than ever before last week, so that we can be getting in front of decision makers this week and next week and getting these plans approved. You know, I think certainly in the fourth quarter, but any time throughout the year, the name of the game, the secret sauce, is building urgency, creating urgency for your groups, for the employees to sign up, for a decision maker to give you a date. Well, nothing creates urgency more than a temporary reduction in rate. And that's exactly what we have right now. So that, first and foremost, man, that ought to blow this fourth quarter out of the water. Now, this, I just want to mention this. Again, this is new group business. So if we just open the group, you can't bring that rate back into a group that you just opened, but it's for new group business. And I had this question in at one of the trainings that I was doing this weekend. Someone asked about, what about a group that we're enrolling, but it's effective January 1st? And the key is you want to issue a legal shield proposal. You can download that at lsengage.com. Issue a legal shield proposal dated in October, and that business has to be in before the first of the year. So which you would have it in typically before the first of the year anyway if it was effective January 1st. So, but they had the market general manager was there in San Francisco, and she mentioned that. She said Legal Shield is reserving the right to see a copy of that proposal that was issued in October. So that's another thought is, you know, again, get proposals out. But all of that starts with prospecting. All of that starts with your activity. How many businesses can you reach out and touch today, this week, right now, and introduce these plans? Share this message. Share this story with those groups. I think part of taking full advantage of the fourth quarter, you have to understand how the fourth quarter works. It's unlike other quarters in that you have to be right on your timing. You know, you could go out and prospect in April, and it's going to be about the same as if you prospect in June. I mean, it's the same sales cycle time and all that kind of stuff. There's not a huge difference. There's really not a huge difference between January and March. There is a massive difference between October and December, a massive difference. So taking advantage of the fourth quarter, you got to understand how the fourth quarter works. I share this story at the beginning of every October, so I apologize for those of you who have been around for a while. But it's the story of my first year in the business when I really did not understand that. So we booked a cruise in December, and we were gone for basically the first 15 days of December. My wife and I went out on a big cruise, and with weekends kind of on each end of that. It was a 10-day cruise, but we were basically gone like the first 15 days. Well, I got back, you know, December 16th, December 17th. I don't remember what the actual date was, but I was ready to go write some business. And so I started calling, trying to set stuff up. And I don't know if you know this, but people don't really want to do a whole lot at the end of December when it comes to setting up new appointments. And so I was calling places trying to set stuff up. And, of course, I was hearing, well, let's just do it after Christmas. Let's just do it after the holidays. And in my mind, I'm thinking, well, I'd like to have a good Christmas, so can we do it before that? And I just wasn't thinking about that. I don't know why I wasn't thinking about that. I just didn't think about that ahead of time. Well, I learned an important lesson. You can't wait till the month of December and expect to set up a lot of groups in the month of December. And that's not a bad thing, because it's not a bad month to do decision maker meetings. But the decision maker meetings that you do in the month of December, especially as the month, as you get into the month, a lot of those you'll want to schedule enrollments for the first of the year. That's what you're going to hear. And my advice to you, and I'll talk about this in December too, my advice would be to go ahead and get those scheduled so that your January calendar is full as we launch into 2019. But if you want to do enrollments in December, then the time to be prospecting and meeting with decision makers is right now. December is a huge production month. In fact, historically, I've been, again, 16 years I've been doing this, I would guess that at least 12 of those 16 years, maybe even 13 or 14, December was my biggest month of production. So it's a great time to enroll, a great time. And I don't know, you know, I don't know necessarily why that is. Maybe open enrollment plays into that. I'm sure it probably does. But also just the fact that people are spending money and so, you know, they're a little bit more free about being willing to sign up. I think it's all of that kind of mixed into one. But December is a great time to write business, but it's not a great time to go meet with companies and get enrollment set for the same month. So it's just crucial that right now we're out there talking with businesses, that we're setting these enrollments up, that we're meeting with these decision makers. And again, create urgency, and you've got the ability to do that. I wouldn't be thinking December right now. I'd be thinking October. Let's get your enrollment set up in October so that we can take advantage of this rate reduction. And so anyway, we'll talk about this more as we get into this quarter, but I just want you to understand from the get-go here, the fourth quarter's different. It's got a different feel to it, and you know, again, the time for prospecting in the fourth quarter, you can prospect all fourth quarter, but if you want those results to be in the fourth quarter, then right now is the time to hit it. Even if that were not the case, the fact that we've got this rate reduction, right now is the time. I mean, there's just, you've got every reason in the world to prospect right now more than you ever have before. So I hope that we're doing that. I hope that we are focused on that. One quick announcement, and then I'm so excited to hear from, again, our national marketing director. We've got Mr. Chris Evans standing by. One thing that we are, one of the updates that we are making is that we are wanting to move away from PDF apply sites, and we want to connect your, see your benefits site, see your, HRMC plan site, all of the sites that we have where someone can go sign up for membership. We want that to connect directly to your LegalShield site. And the most important step at this point would be to go enter your LegalShield associate information in your HRMC back office. See, we're not going to do that automatically because we don't know your associate number, but you can know your associate number. And it's very simple to enter that in. All you have to do is go to your Q page, which if you pull up your HRMC back office, harvardbenefits.com, click on Agent Access, log in, and then your little toolbar right up at the top, click on that Q page, or excuse me, the Q icon. That will take you to the quick access page. And if you'll just scroll down towards the bottom, you'll see a place there where you can enter your LegalShield associate number. And once you enter that in, it's kind of cool because it's like a key that unlocks a door. That will unlock a lot of features in the plan, all your performance club information, your organizational production. There's just so much that's tied to that that will automatically update once you put that associate number in. And one of the things that will automatically update is on your HRMC plan site, it will go, it will change that. You won't have that PDF apply site anymore. And so it will go automatically to where someone signs up. They just sign up directly on your LegalShield site. There's just been too much confusion. We want to move away from anything that is confusing, especially for our new agents. And it's nice. Once they sign up on your LegalShield site, there's nothing else to do. And that's why we're wanting to move into that direction. So just make sure today the important thing would be just to make sure that your associate number is there. When you go to that Q page and scroll down, it says your LegalShield associate number is, and you want to make sure that that's your associate number that is listed there. If it's not, enter it in and then just click Save Changes, and boom, it's like that key that unlocks the door. Everything should start working great on your HRMC site. Again, folks, I am so excited this morning to welcome in our National Marketing Director, Mr. Chris Evans, who is, without question, one of our most gifted and talented trainers and speakers. And those of you who have had the opportunity to hear from Mr. Evans before know that is the case. If you're a newer agent and you've not had a chance to listen to Mr. Evans, can I just give you some advice? This is a gentleman, again, he was mentioned on our top producers list. He is an executive director, one of our top leaders and top producers in the entire company. But this is a gentleman that you don't want to casually listen to. This is someone that I would advise you to take, you know, get your notepad ready, get your pen ready. I'm warning you that your hand is probably going to hurt because you're going to be writing notes so quickly in the next 30 minutes. And I just want you to be in a place where you can really actively listen, and then not just listen and not just take notes, but then this is someone that you want to go apply what you learn, because what he's going to share this morning can have a major impact on your success in this business. So, Mr. Evans, thank you so much for being on the call this morning. We always love hearing from you. I'll go ahead and turn the call over to you, my friend.
Well, I appreciate that introduction, and this is an exciting time. I'm excited already from the call. I mean, we could hang up right now, and I'd be ready to go. The last quarter of the year is always my favorite quarter of the year. It's always, as you were talking about, the busiest time. It's the time that there's more production. Open enrollments are going on at this time. One of my favorite things coming up around this time of year is the identity theft workshop for the holidays that we have. And, you know, people are just in a different mindset. And, you know, I was thinking about, you know, what I wanted to talk about. And, you know, last week I was on an enrollment, and this was at a company just here close to my home. And it's an account that's been open for years, but have never been able to come in and get mandatory presentations. And, you know, I've kind of been talking with the HR director and you know, drop her off a little gift, and, you know, would reach out to her and follow up. And then, you know, she would ask me a question about something, and I'd follow up, and she'd, you know, ask me for something, you know, hey, would like to get something a little different on a flyer. She didn't like what they had before, and I immediately got that to her. And just kind of over this process, she reached out to me one day and said, hey, we're having our disability and life presentations. Would you be interested in coming in, and we'll give you some time to present after that? Well, that's better than, you know, we've ever gotten with this. So I'm like, yes. So went in and did this. Called her to say, you know, hey, how many employees are going to be there? And she said, well, this is mandatory, and, you know, there's 400 employees, so they will all be there. And this is a process over a couple of weeks, a bunch of different presentations. So I go in there, I'm like, how is the disability in life getting mandatory presentations? And, you know, we haven't been able to get mandatory presentations. And so I went there the first day, and it's a broker that kind of had this account and has all their other benefits. And one of the ladies from one of the life benefits gets up to present. And she gets up and she does this presentation. And this is somebody that knows her stuff. She knows the product. She knows the needs. She knows all these different things. And in my opinion, gave a great presentation. But then the next day, the head broker said, you know, I'm going to do the presentation today. And I'm kind of observing all this. And he gets up and, in my opinion, does kind of the same presentation, you know, same information, same knowledge, but the response that he got was completely different, and it fascinated me. So I made it my goal to really learn everything about this guy that I could, and so the next day I came in early, and I stayed late. And as I went in and observed this guy, he operated a little bit differently. And I really started to understand the difference between good and being great, because he didn't show up to do a presentation. He showed up to connect with people. He was there early. He was shaking hands. He knew everybody's name. He knew their kids' names. You know, he had been working with them over the years. You know, one thing that I learned is that while the first person that came in, that was a good salesperson, quite frankly, they came in and they were telling people things. He came in as a great salesperson, and he was asking people questions, and he was getting to know about them. You know, and so I went back and started looking at all of my notes from over the years, again, trying to just come up with some thoughts. And, you know, I looked at the things that I've highlighted, or I put a star next to, and, you know, it really wasn't any big grand change. It wasn't like, oh, there's a new rate plan coming out. You know, those weren't the things that I highlighted. It was the little tiny nuggets that may be small things, but those are the things that have made the greatest difference in my business. And so I want to share just a couple of thoughts today on the difference between being good and actually being great. Because there is a big difference in good and great, but that big difference is caused by the small things. You know, if you're a sports fan at all and you've looked at baseball or studied baseball, you know, a good baseball player has a batting average about 250. And a 250 batting average is good. It will get you a spot on a roster. The typical, you know, major league player will make about $500,000 a year. But that's a 250 average. So to hit 250, they have to hit 250 times out of 1,000 times at bat. But a great baseball player is somebody that has a 300 average. It's the difference between making $500,000 a year and making $20 million a year. It's the difference between retiring from baseball and opening up a car dealership and retiring from baseball and getting into the Hall of Fame and still being relevant on TV. And so while there's a big difference in 250 and 300 as far as your batting, here's what it breaks down to. 250 times hitting the ball out of 1,000 times at bat, or 300 times out of 1,000 times at bat. So in other words, a 250 hitter is actually getting 5 hits out of 20, but those same 20 times at bat, which is probably about a week, a great player will hit 6 times out of bat. So just once, probably about once a week, getting one more hit than a 250 player and it making that big of a difference. But what does a 300 baseball player do that a 250 baseball player doesn't necessarily do? And quite frankly, those are the ones that are showing up early. Those are the ones that are, you know, putting a little bit more in at the gym. Those are the ones that might want it just a little bit more, that focus a little bit more, that may not stay out late as the others. And, you know, relating our business to baseball, there are some things that we can do, some little things that will take us from being good to being great. And so as I've gone back and looked through my notes, I kind of found a couple of key things that I've picked up on as I've studied some of the top agents in our business. As I've sat down and I've met with people, as you know, I've gone to conferences and had lunch or had dinner with someone and just kind of learned from them and what it was that they're doing. And I've had mentors in this business and I've taken notes on what they're doing. And, you know, here's some of the things that I've picked up. Number one, they tend to make an emotional connection. See, a good salesperson or a good agent or a good associate will understand the overall picture. They'll understand the overall need for our service. They'll understand the value of our plan in the marketplace. But a great person will understand the personal picture. See, they won't just come in and say, here's what the plan does. If you get a moving traffic violation, you know, anywhere in the country, it's going to do this. They're going to say, you know what? If John, your teenage driver, were to go out and get a traffic ticket or go out and get a speeding ticket, what's that going to do to your insurance? You know, and they make it personal. They, again, make those emotional connections, and that's what we have to do. The reason is people buy based on their emotions. Now, they'll justify it with logic. For any of you guys out there who are married, you know this very well. My wife loves to buy, and she will always have an emotional reason when she buys that. Oh, it was on, you know, it looked good, it was blah, 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 you know, whatever. I don't know what the emotional decision is there, but they will make that emotional decision. But then the reasons that I always get are the logical reasons. Well, you know, they were on sale, they're discontinuing this, you know, whatever the reasons are, but there's always a justification. But emotional decisions are what cause people to buy. And people love to buy. We've talked about that many times. They hate to be sold, but they love to buy. And our job needs to be not to sell them, but to create an emotion that drives them to want to buy what we have. So that's the first thing. Make an emotional connection. The ability to emotionally connect with your prospect, that's going to play a huge factor in your chances of making sales. So make stronger emotional connections. Show up early so that you can get to know them. Stay late so you can answer questions. Reach out. Shake hands. Again, just connect with those individuals so that you can understand who they are, what moves them, what motivates them, and then once you know that, you can offer a solution. People are the key to selling. It's not, you know, products. It's not services. It's not flyers, tools, websites. It's people. And when you can unlock the key to really connecting with people, that's when you're going to go from good to great. Second thing that I've noticed about great salespeople is that they're more efficient. They have systems in place, and then all they have to do is plug into those systems. They have systems in place that they follow, and many times the systems do a lot of the work for them. I remember years ago I listened to Stephen R. Covey, and he was talking about a study that had recently been conducted by NASA. And they said that the Earth was tilting in a way that in a few short years that it was going to actually extend the time that it took for the Earth to turn, and it was going to produce about an extra hour in the day. And so he was asking people, you know, with that extra hour that's going to be coming, he said, what would you do with that extra time? And people would say, you know, oh, I'd spend more time with my family. Somebody would raise their hand and say, you know, I would spend that extra hour reading because there's books that I really need to catch up on and I just don't have enough time. And kind of went around and there were all kinds of different things. And if you think about it, if you had an extra hour in the day, you could probably come up with some things that would be, you know, more productive or could help you. But then he went on to say that obviously that is a made-up story. Obviously that's not going to happen, but isn't it interesting that we continue to tell ourselves that lie, that time management is a real thing? Because we can't manage time because time is always going to move. Time is going to move. He said what we have to do is change our mind and shift our mindset that we need to focus on self-management and not time management. See, what are we doing to control ourselves within the allotted time that we have? See, that's the key. You have to be more efficient, not the time. You're not going to get more time. You're not going to get an extra hour. You're not going to get an extra 2 hours in the day. So based on the time that you have, are you scheduling yourself effectively? You know, when you show up to a company and you have one presentation in the morning and a presentation in the afternoon, you know, those times aren't going to change. But you can change what it is that you do in between that break time that you have. Are you visiting other departments? Are you shaking hands? Are you meeting people? Or are you sitting in a break room somewhere just hoping that somebody will possibly come by and talk to you? Change your mindset to be more efficient. The next thing is that I've noticed is really an attitude of how they handle adversity. See, one thing I've learned is that it doesn't matter if you're brand new or if you're seasoned in this business, whether you've sold your first membership yet or haven't sold your first membership yet, or you've sold 10,000 memberships, the rejection is still there. The hardships are still there. Things are going to happen. And one of the things that I see with new agents, someone that's brand new, they come on board, they're excited. They go through that initial training, they say, you know, yeah, I can do this. You know, they know the product, they know, and then they go out and they talk to somebody and they get some rejection. And then everything comes crumbling down. And I think the reason that happens is because we sometimes tend to judge our results based off of somebody else's results. You know, we wonder why our picture doesn't look as good as their picture. And that's a big problem. That there's a danger in that. See, we live in a very filtered society. We get on a conference call like this, and we hear the success stories. And we hear about the success that people are having. And then we wonder, if we don't have that same level of success, is there something wrong with the way that we're doing it? And there may be. But here's what successful people do. They don't dwell on the problem. They focus on the solution. They use every rejection as a learning experience. They learn, they take every no and figure out how to apply that so that the next time they're better. And it's not that they're any better than the individual. It's just how they handle that situation. I've shared this story before, and I remember years ago, and some of you have heard me share this story, but you know, for those new ones that might have not heard this, or even if you have, I think this is very significant. But years ago, I had a brand new agent over in Chattanooga, and this agent was excited. He was out. He was prospecting. He got his first big group. He offered to bring in lunch. They said yes. He reached out to me. He said, "Hey, can you come and help me do this presentation?" I said, "Yeah, absolutely. Would love to do that." You know, so scheduled to come and help him. Got in the car, drove to Chattanooga, which for me is about two and a half, three hours away. But drove out there, got with him. We had everything set up. Everything was lined up with payroll. We provided lunch, did a great presentation. Quite frankly, we had a lot of people filling out applications, you know, before we even got to the close. We were excited. This guy was counting his money. He was beyond ecstatic. Then at the end, when we get to the close, when we finally get to the finish and we start to talk about filling out the applications and feeling good, everything's going perfect, HR director in the back says, "We've actually discussed this with the CEO, and we've decided we're not going to make the benefit available. But if anybody wants to sign up for the plan, they can contact you outside of this presentation." As my face got red, not from embarrassment, but from anger. My other, you know, the other agent that was there was absolutely appalled. And we kind of had to pivot at that point and try to figure this. Bottom line, we got no membership applications out of this. And the guy was defeated. He was crushed. And he was so mad that they would do this. And, you know, he had talked with them, and they had approved it before. And they knew when we came in with the lunch and everything like that what they thought we were expecting. And, you know, that was the last time that I had ever seen that guy. He walked away. He quit. He was defeated. And so, you know, that was one way to take a look at that. Then there was another presentation several years later. There was an associate that asked me to come out. Very similar situation. "Hey, you come up and help me?" And I said, "Yeah." This was up in Kentucky. And, you know, I even stopped and picked up a cookie tray. And when I got that cookie tray, drove up there. And this was about 4 hours from my home. And, you know, I had left early, about 5 a.m. Ended up getting all the way up there. We pulled into the parking lot, and it was like a home health facility or a nursing facility. And we pulled into the parking lot, excited, you know, had all the packets ready. In fact, we got out of the car, and I remember we were putting the packets together on the back of the trunk, and I was kind of showing him, brand new agent. And I said, "You know, here's how the packets look, and here's, he's excited, I'm excited." The director of the facility comes out and says, "Oh, I should have let you guys know, but we have an audit going on. We cannot let you into this building." And you talk about crushed and devastated. I mean, we went to a little Dairy Queen that was right down the hill. I believe it was Dairy Queen. I think that's what it was. And this guy basically just gave me this sob story about how he needed this to happen. He's getting ready to get married. He's got all this stuff going on and problems and blah, blah, blah. And he had, I mean, this guy was being tested. And he even said, "You know, I feel horrible. I can't even afford to pay you for the cookie tray." I said, "Don't worry about the cookie tray. You know, at this point, I was just trying to keep this guy alive. You know, he was that low." And but it was his attitude that he said, what he did was he took his test, and he turned it into his testimony. See, the other guy said, "Oh, I got this rejection. I can't do this." And this one said, "Oh, I got the rejection. I have to do this. I've got no other alternatives. I've got to do this." And two different people, same situation, same scenario, but it was the attitude and how they handled it. Because that individual that I sat with, you know, sobbing over a biscuit at the Dairy Queen or something that morning, went out and made over $200,000 last year. Mr. Adam Thompson and Alicia Thompson, they were recognized with their $200,000 ring this past thing. And I remember that first presentation where he could have easily turned and quit. But again, leaders don't dwell on the problems. Leaders will always look forward and always focus on the solution. I've learned so much from Adam and Alicia. And, you know, they're just that. It's all about the attitude. And so when you're looking at the difference between good and great, ask yourself, how am I handling rejection? How am I looking at, am I comparing myself to everybody else's success story? Because their success story isn't meant to be your success story. Different people have different timing. You may say, well, I've been in this for 3 months, 4 months, and I'm not to the level that I thought that I would be at. Well, you always have the ability to evaluate. I love Nick Serba. He says in this business, you can always take a look at where you're at, and if you're not where you want to be, it's one of two things. You're either not doing something right or you're not doing something enough. And once you figure out how to do it right, all you've got to do is just increase that activity. And then the final thing that I want to hit on that I've noticed about leaders is that, quite frankly, they are patiently persistent. Leaders will continue to follow up, to show up, to grow up, to go up. They are always there. You know, you'll always see leaders showing up on the conference calls. You'll always see leaders showing up at the trainings, at the conferences. You know, they're there. And they understand that, quite frankly, sales just don't happen. Typically, someone's not going to show up at your house, not going to show up at your door with, you know, wanting to get a membership from you. There's a cycle. And a lot of times that cycle takes time. And so it's important to continue following up. One of my favorite statistics dealing with sales is kind of the follow-up statistics. And, you know, 48% of people never follow up with a prospect. They reach out one time. You might call somebody, leave them a voicemail, and you never follow up with them again. You might make a second contact and stop. 25% of people do. 25% of salespeople make the second contact and then stop when they don't hear back. 12% of salespeople make more than three contacts. That's 12%. Think about that. Of everybody, 88 people out of 100 won't make it that far. Those 12 do. But here's the difference. 2% of sales are made on the first contact. And isn't that funny that more than half of people will never make a second contact, but yet only 2% of all sales are ever made on the first contact? Those stats don't match up. 3% of sales are made on that second contact, 5% on the third contact, 10% of sales are made on the fourth contact, and listen to this, 80% of all sales in anything are made on the fifth to 12th contact. Are you continuing to follow up? Are you following up when you say you're going to follow up? I know there's been cycles in my business where I've left someone and said, you know, hey, I'll touch base with you in 30 days or so. And I had never followed up with them. But I've learned that the fortune is in that follow-up. And what I love is that we have reasons to follow up with people. Sometimes it's awkward in that, okay, how do I follow up? You know, I say, are you interested? And they're not right now. And do I follow up with them a month and say, hey, are you interested now? That's not a very effective follow-up. But there are so many things going on in the marketplace that give us reasons to follow up. There was a data breach, Facebook. That's a reason to follow up, and a lot of you might have seen that already or may not have seen that, but there was a big data breach. Morgan Wright, who after the Equifax data breach was on CNN talking about, or MSNBC talking about how he owns Legal Shield's membership. This is the security top security advisor on anti-terrorism talking about how he owns Legal Shield. He's going to be on CNN today. Talk about timing. Today talking about the Facebook data breach. And, you know, I'm hoping he's going to mention again he owns Legal Shield and why he owns Legal Shield. That's just going to cause our business to go up even more. The holiday workshop. Now is the time to talk about the holiday workshop. I loved how Mr. Mike Riches in the beginning was talking about, you know, you don't want to go in December, you know, trying to get into the enrollments for December. Now, you can and you will, and we will say that in December, but right now is the time to start scheduling. Posture-wise, you don't want to go in December and say, hey, we've got this identity theft workshop. You know, December, you want to be able to go in, and when someone reaches out to you, say, I would love to get to you, but our schedule is so full because you took advantage right now. So you have to posture yourself now reaching out, because people are going to think, if it's so popular, why do you have so much availability? But now you can go out and do that. Hey, I had talked to you in the past. Just wanted to let you know about our holiday workshop that we have coming up. I know that our schedule is going to fill up, but because I had talked to you before, I wanted to reach out and give you a couple of options to get something on the calendar before everybody else did. Bam, that's a reason for you to follow up with the old pricing. Mr. Rich has talked about that. Again, you have to posture yourself now. You have to be the one. And the good thing I love about all these different methods is that the pressure never comes from you. See, I don't have to call somebody and pressure them about the holiday workshop, because the holidays are going to do that for them. We can't schedule a holiday workshop down in March. It's not the same. You know, so the holiday season is putting that pressure on them. The old pricing that we have available to them, that's not us. Legal Shield has made that available. I wanted to reach out and let you know, because I had already spoken with you before. And so before my calendar filled up, I wanted to give you the first opportunity to put something down and get in my or get on my schedule. So I hope that, you know, and there's so many other little things, but I hope some of these things helped. I hope that you realize that it doesn't matter where you're at, but you have the ability to be great. A good salesperson or a good agent will know their product. They will know the service. They'll go through those videos. They'll know everything, but that's not what makes somebody great. And if you want to see a difference, I challenge everybody on this call, quite frankly, stop being good. Quite frankly, stop settling for good, and do just a little bit more, reach a little bit farther, and go from good to being great, and then you will see that change as well. And so with that, I appreciate everybody's time, and I will turn it back to you, Mr. Richards.
Wow, Mr. Evans, thank you so much for sharing that, and those are exceptional tips. And I'll tell you what, you know, you go to, Mr. Evans used the analogy of a, you know, of a baseball player. You go to any major league or minor league team for that matter, and they've got a hitting coach, and they've got someone that understands the ins and outs of hitting, and that coach, I mean, their job is to take good players that are coming into their system and to help them improve, to help make them great players. And I love how he kind of broke that down. That might only be one extra hit a week that takes their average up by enough to really lock them in on a major league roster. And I'm going to tell you, Mr. Evans was our hitting coach this morning. That's exactly what he just did, is he shared those little tips. Some of them just a 1%, you know, improvement, but it can make all the difference in the world in our business. Mr. Evans, thank you so much for preparing that and sharing it. And as always, what an exceptional training that you shared. We really do appreciate it. Folks, again, happy October to you. As we get into this fourth quarter, I hope that you are focused and excited about making this quarter your biggest quarter ever. And if you're new, you know, when I say your biggest quarter ever, I'm not talking just about your biggest quarter in your Harvard Risk Management career. I'm talking about your biggest quarter ever. I mean, I don't know what your biggest quarter is income-wise, but I believe that you can beat that right now here in the fourth quarter. I loved how Mr. Evans talked about going back to some of the groups that you've already met with. So I hope that you've met with some groups in the third quarter, that door ought to be wide open for you to call them back. I love how he said that. You know, that's not us doing the rate the rate special. That's Legal Shield. Call them back. I'm telling you what, most people are not going to receive a phone call today saying, hey, look, the thing that I talked to you about that you were really excited about, it's cheaper now. But yet, your prospects can get that call. Your pipeline can get that call. And then, of course, I want to encourage you to fill that pipeline, pack it, jam-pack it full, get more companies in it today than ever before. And as you do that, I'm telling you, the results are absolutely there. A big thank you again to Mr. Chris Evans, our National Marketing Director, for an exceptional training this morning. Also to Mr. Mark Riches for joining us, and to all of you for taking time out of your Monday morning to share this time with us. We appreciate you. We think the world of you, and we know that the best is yet to come here in this incredible business that we have. God bless every one of you. Make it a great week, and we'll talk to you soon.